I can attest, to see this animal up close is truly something unlike any other mammal you'll ever encounter. Catherine's job is to get people close and to help them better understand an animal that in some cases, even researchers are still trying to figure out. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
If you've ever been to Hawaii during the winter season, you'll know that one of the biggest excursions you can take are a trip to see the whales.
Humpback whales come here. Usually we'll start seeing them about November and maybe through May. With that said, the peak is pretty much right in the middle, right around Valentine's Day, go figure. I say that because they're here to mate and give birth.
Catherine Rapinotti works with Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ambassadors of the Environment program on the island of Maui.
This is just the breeding and calving grounds, so really no feeding going on. So kind of an interesting thing to think about that they traveled all this way to a place that there's no food.
There may not be food, but there are good reasons for whales to return here each season.
So it must have other benefits. So nice and warm, lack of predators, great place to have your babies. With that said, you could see the same exact humpback whales in Alaska. They are the same North Pacific population, but up there it's all feeding, feeding, feeding. Whereas here it's a lot more socializing. Here they may come through. We may have 10,000 come through the Hawaiian Islands here in a season.
The life of a whale is something hard for most of us to comprehend. They're simply so much different than any other mammal we are ever around.
These are animals that are the size of a yellow school bus. So, and they're not the biggest whales in the world, but they're bigger than the boat that we're on. And just to even only see a third of their body, or just see when they come up and breathe, you're basically looking at their nose. And I'm pretty sure I could get shoved right up their nose. That's how big they are. So I think just every day, even being able to see that, yeah, something you have to do.
Catherine loves her job and her location, sharing the stories from the ocean that visitors love to experience. Traveling the countryside. On the west coast of Maui, I'm Andrew McCray.